So now we're going to continue. This is Laugh or Cry podcast. We're going to continue with listening to some of the audio from the Toxicity TikToks. Some people think that this is Tony McKelty behind this, which I tend to agree. I think some of the voices sometimes sound like Tony. And some people think that it is Audrey and Leon, aka formerly known as Mariah. But a lot of these, like this, I don't know where the source is from, if this is actually from their TikTok or if it's something whoever has posted to TikTok. But in these next series of videos, we're going to hear McKelty and Tony interviewing one of the sisters. I can't tell if it's Aspen or if it's Isabel, but because they both look so much alike to me. But we'll find out here right now.
Why aren't you polygamous?
Why aren't I?
Yeah. Do you plan on marrying? So well. Yeah, are you going to marry a guy with three other wives?
I will never do that.
Never?
I will never be.
That's a hard line.
Yeah, no. Never.
Why not?
I don't think it. I think in some cases, I think very rarely it works out beautifully. And polygamy for some people is a beautiful thing. And I think we were raised. Like, we are very close to our siblings, and I love all of them very much. And I think that's a beautiful thing, to absolutely be best friends with your siblings, and, like, all of them, too. I think that's incredible. However, like, it really does take a village to, like, raise kids. It really does. I think that the village that we had, however, polygamy maybe isn't the best route. Maybe join a different cult, or anything else. But I just, it's not something that would ever interest me. Because I would hate to think that the person that I marry would have to find something else in somebody else because they couldn't find it in me. Like, why can't I have everything that you would need?
Okay.
Because you have everything that I need. So why can't I have everything that you need?
So evidently in the comments, it looks like a lot of people were not able to tell if it was Aspen or Isabel, but some have come forward saying it is Isabel. Sorry for that audio. For whatever reason, when they uploaded this, it was some reverb on it. But here is the second part of this video segment.
I don't think it's fair.
Do you feel like polygamy is unfair to the women in this situation?
Yes. Like, how much work mom had to do to make sure that she would be financially stable after dad is ridiculous. Like, in normal situations of monogamy, that never would have been the case because the husband would have had to support the woman afterwards. But no.
They weren't legally married,
no.
So.
So, like, the women who aren't legally married to, like, the husband are effed. They literally are. And it's so sad. It's so sad. And it shouldn't be that way. And also, I think that women just don't really, it's just like a fear-based community. It's like they're so afraid. And I think women are more afraid than they should be. And that's just so sad. And why would you want to live like that? And some people it works well. And like, I don't want to discredit for those who it does work for, because that's a beautiful thing if it works for you. Like really, really beautiful. It just, I don't think it's something that would ever make me happy.
I find it funny that it seems that none of the kids want anything to do with polygamy. I think it's hilarious that Isabel called it a cult, because it is. And I love that she was like, no, definitely not for me.
So you wouldn't, like, per se recommend it to your kids?
Oh, God, no. No.
Would you discourage your kids from it?
I think I would tell them what I knew and hope that they would find out what they know. Like, I hope I'll tell them what I know, and I hope that they would go off and discover what they know. Like, take resources and make sure they read about it or whatever, but like, don't just take my word for it. But I hope that they would take heed to my warning.
So are you happy that your mom isn't part of polygamy anymore?
I am. I hope that doesn't ruffle any feathers with anybody, but...
No, it's... Dude, it's all you. It's...
Yeah. No, I am. I think that ultimately it doesn't work out for some people. And that's...
You're happy your mom's out of it.
Yes.
You know, hopefully she gets in a super happy situation.
I agree.
And what about the other moms? Are you...
Yeah. I think, so I'm close with... I wouldn't say, like, I'm close, but, like, I claim them.
Oh, so this is going to be part 4 right now of this same interview.
Are you...
Yeah. I think, so I'm close with... I wouldn't say, like, I'm close, but, like, I claim them.
You can be honest. You can say, because we're going to say.
You're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay, you say? Okay. I guess I'll say too. So mom, 100% my mom. Janelle, 100% my mom. Robin, I would say it's a hard situation. Like, I would claim her 100% of my mom, and I would tell people that she's one of my moms. But I think, like, after the divorce, it was harder to have a relationship with her just because I think, like, there was a wall built. And I don't know who put it there, but it definitely, unfortunately, was... Wait. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Okay. But it was... And, like, that sucks because her kids are phenomenal, and I literally love them. And also her, I think, like, she ultimately, I think, is just a good person inside. Or, I don't know. But anyways, but yeah, so I have 4 moms. Wait, it's okay.
You missed talking about one.
So I was close with Mary, I think, but we haven't talked in so long, like literally in so long. But we were really close when I was younger, but then it kind of like just like drifted off. And like we had this cute little thing where I'd like call her Marmy. And that was a cute little thing that we had going on.
Wait, what was it? Marmy?
Marmy.
Marmy? Sounds like marmalade.
It could be called that too. But I think it's like just hard because, I don't know, after the divorce, we didn't know how to go about it just because like divorce and polygamy is like, there's no book on it.
It's kind of taboo too.
Yeah, there's no book on divorce and polygamy. There's nothing that you could read about that would, like, give you helpful hints or, like, nothing on it. And, like, what there is, it's, like, the women who, like, have divorced are, like, discarded and they're, like, not even a part of the group and, like, they're, like, ostracized. It's, like, they're not good people. Like, we talk badly about the women who leave polygamy. Like, they're not, they don't have good connotations. And so it was just something so... uncomfortable and something that none of us were really used to. And so I don't think any of us, like the moms, the kids, nobody knew how to go about it. And so I think maybe we didn't go about it in the best way. However, I wish that there was still a relationship with everybody. Unfortunately, in divorce, in a lot of divorcing relationships and just situations, that just doesn't happen.
Now, the first video that they posted, this toxicity, or the first video that's on it is McKelty giving Tony a haircut. Seems completely unrelatable. Again, I don't know if this is from McKelty or if whoever this toxicity is downloaded it, but it was the very first video and it's not that interesting, but it's basically McKelty giving Tony a haircut. And then the next 35 videos are of just pictures of Mary and either voicemails that they had gotten between she and Sam, or just the audio of her on Mary's own. I don't know if it's a TikTok or Instagram or what, but her sounding drunk or goofing off or what have you. Now, I'm just going to play you one of the videos, but it's the very last of those 35 that was posted. And this is Mary on her own, I guess, I can't remember if it's Instagram or if it's TikTok, but this is Mary.
Me taking a shirt off. That is so inappropriate. This is so inappropriate. Oh, look what Carrie Williamson just said. She's so smart. You might want to pay attention to what Carrie Williamson just said. That's what most people think, Matthew. I just know how to have a lot of fun without drinking. I'm sorry you don't. You should try it sometime. You're so funny, Matthew Michael. I'm going to lose you off of my page so you don't have to come bother us again. Okay, bye.
I think it's hilarious. You know, and people are like, oh, she's drinking, she's drinking. I'm like, well, you know, if I had to live with Cody, I would probably be drinking a lot too. If I had to deal with that entire cult of polygamy and Mormon, I would be drinking as well. And it's her own Instagram or TikTok or whatever. Let her do what she wants to do. Is it hurting you? No. Again, like when people talk about the abuse, I'll see if I can find the one clip. But one of them is saying that Mary, when they were smaller, whatever, she would tug their ear. I guess as discipline. But that she would laugh after she did it. Kind of like it's maniacal. You know, if pulling your ear is abuse, man, you don't want to have been raised in the South. Now, these next three videos are from a different interviewer, a TikTok, I think, or maybe on YouTube, with Payton. So I'll let you hear those.
Dad went on a nearly 2 week long vacation with Robin alone when truly we had just been born. Really, and we didn't go to New York, where Isabel was getting surgery. You're really trying to tell me that it's because of his two youngest kids that he decided, hey, I'm definitely need to stay in these houses more. It had nothing to do with the kids. I'm glad that they bonded to him, but it had nothing to do with the kids. Unless Robin said, hey, you need to do this for my kids. Because Robin absolutely did. Several times. Robin found a man that wanted to take care of her kids for her and who would pay for basically everything she wanted. So, yeah, she's a wonderful mother to her children, but holy hell, she ruined
it. Was that one of the sacrifices she made, Payton? Was that one of the sacrifices that she made?
Robin sacrificed a shitty job that she hated. Robin sacrificed alone time with her kids. Those are the only two I can think of. I have no idea what he means by sacrifices. What sacrifices has Robin ever made? Oh no, she lives in the most expensive house she's ever been in her life. Oh my God, no.
I feel so bad for her already. Like, oh my God, that's terrible. Like,
wow. Oh no, her children are completely provided for. Oh my God, no. She has a man that actively loves her and would give up his fucking children for her. I'm sorry. That was
no, it's fine. It's fine.
Would give up his children for this woman and her children. Yeah, good for her. Those sacrifices must be killing her.
Luke has a good question. Like, how did that go? Like, you know, we all watch as viewers, like, you know, like when Cody wouldn't go to New Jersey where I am. Hi. for, you know, Isabel's surgery, like, and like, you know, that's your sister. Like, what is there more to the story? Like, you know, I know that she seems like, you know, I get it, but like, was she, you know, can you elaborate on it a little bit?
Isabel was brokenhearted. Isabel was absolutely brokenhearted. Honestly, each time, every time the children have cried on the show, I can't speak towards the parents because I know my mother very, very well, and she's good with crocodile tears. I love her. She's wonderful. Most of the time she cries, it's legit, but there are definitely a few times where I've said, no, Mom, you can't fly to the moon on your new shoes. And like, I'm not quoting it perfectly, but this is the exact situation. I'm telling her something. She tells me, I'm going to fly away to the moon on my new
Now, I'm sorry that some of you are hearing my dog in the background whining, but here is video number two of Payton.
No, Mary was not nice. She was...
No, elaborate, please. I'm here for it.
Earlier it was said that it's theorized that Mary was abrasive and something else, and I said that those two words were not harsh enough and not advanced enough. Abrasive is not enough of a word to explain what Mary was to a few of us children specifically.
Does it move past verbal or?
Oh, it moves so far past verbal. Verbal basically stops existing. Say that one more time.
Shut the front door.
I
didn't say anything.
No, you didn't. No.
Yeah, no, I didn't say anything. I said words. I mean, all I said was words. I never said a specific word. I just said random
you
words.
No, you didn't.
Together. Yeah, no. And I can't say all this because Maddie already came out with it years ago in a tweet before she deleted her Twitter. And it comes out with, like, not the full story, but a very, very important thing years ago. And then deleted Twitter because she's like, oh, crap. I let that out there. And, you know, it's already out there. So I can reiterate to what Madison said about Mary. No, we were never safe around her.
So that is video number 2 of the clips from a Peyton and a previous interview. And this is clip number 3.
Because they look like best friends on the show. Or
they
the closest
do.
Relationship.
Yeah, like let's talk about, was Mary so altruistic? I'll divorce Cody so Robin can marry him and adopt the kids, or is it because, like, you know, Mary got caught in the catfishing thing and subclause B? How crazy was it in the court when, like, that happened, when Mary got caught with, like, her taking a over in Oklahoma thinking it was a man? How wild was that? Sorry.
Answer whatever question you want. That was a lot of stuff.
Mary had been on the outs with almost all of us for a couple of years, at least a couple of years, before any of that came out. None of us gave a shit. None of us cared. In fact, the thing that pissed us off was that she was half of, like, 6 years. Mary was half of every episode of Sister Wives. Madison and Caleb's wedding episode, Mary was half of the episode. Mary's problems and Mary's catfishing, and it's hard to be Mary sometimes.
Oh my God, I love you so much,
Peyton.
It's true.
Yeah.
Sorry, me.
It was hard to watch those seasons for that very reason.
Yeah. The last words that were said in Madison's wedding episode, the last words were Mary saying, "I really hope Mariah had a good time." I'm sitting here thinking, what the fuck did Mariah have to do with any of that? That's Madison's wedding.
Oh my God.
What does Mary or Mariah have to do with Madison's wedding?
0.00.
Yeah. Yeah. I've thought about this a lot, and it makes me really, really happy. So I don't know how to treat this. I thought that the groom would walk down the aisle with his mother at a wedding. Is that true?
Yes.
I believe that's how it happens. The groom is supposed to walk down the aisle with his mother.
Yes.
I would 100% walk down the aisle with Janelle and Robin. No, with Janelle and my mom. I would 100% walk down the aisle with Janelle and my mom. Like, I don't know when I'm getting married, but that is, like, the idea, like, the goal. When I'm, like, going my wedding ceremony, I'm walking down the aisle with my mom and Janelle on my arms, and Mary and Robin and maybe Dad are in the back. Maybe Dad's up front, but Mary and Robin aren't. So I'll invite them. They're family, technically. I'm definitely inviting their kids, but, yeah, they're sitting in the back, and I'm going to make sure that they know that.
Like at Logan's wedding when Cody and Robin sat in the back,
didn't sit in the back. I was on a different aisle, but I was like leveled with them.
Because they look like best.
So yeah, with the whole wedding thing, Mary was sitting next to Christine, and I think Janelle was in the same section, maybe second row. Cody and Robin were on the bride's side, second row. But yeah, I mean, here, so far in these videos, I'm starting from the first one, was McKelty and Tony talking, then 35 videos of Mary, either voicemails or her people thinking her being belligerent, and then 3 of these videos with Peyton. So, this, I'm gonna end right here, so it's not gonna get too long, but I previously did a post that was a live feed of the toxicity as well as some one-on-one interviews. And I will create some more. So thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please support us with the link down below. Thank you so much and see you soon.